Shelbyville in home black, gold numbers and black helmets. Newcastle road white jerseys, green numbers and gray pants, and we're about ready to go.
For Shelbyville, I think the difference maker for me tonight is just consistent play, no mistakes. It's going to be hard tonight with this weather, but I'd like to see Shelbyville play clean football. If they've got to punt it, they've got to punt it. But let's not have them just hand the ball via turnover over to Newcastle deep in their territory like we've seen them do many times already this year. Just play solid football, punt it if you have to, but look, hopefully the turnovers can be limited.
Golden Bears with Sims and Milts deep to receive at their own 5-yard line, and Newcastle will kick it away first to get things started here tonight. Shelbyville with back-to-back home games. Next week is homecoming when Greenfield Central comes in to take on the Bears. Shelbyville, after the Lights were knocked out by weather in week one, had to go to Greensburg. It's the home opener for the Golden Bears here in week four. Kickoff brought to you by Shelby Materials, and it's a pooch kick. It's got a Newcastle chance to recover. They'll fight for the football. After it comes over the front line of the Golden Bears, it's down at the 35-yard line, and the Golden Bears will not get the football first here tonight.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who, but a Bear had an opportunity, and it looked like it just slipped through his hands as he went to the ground, and a white jersey was right there to jump on top of it. Newcastle has good position to start.
We had seen so many teams, it seemed for the longest time, especially Shelbyville, with pooch kicks. And this year, everybody's been kicking away. I've seen more touchbacks in 3 weeks than I'd become accustomed to for a few years. But not here tonight, not to get things started. Newcastle offense on the field. Quarterback Drew Barber in the pistol with four wide receivers working off the left hash. Barber turns, hands off the football, and Newcastle to the ground game, outside to the right, to the 30. Collision at the 27, and then forward progress for the running back. And first down, maybe. It's near the marker. It will be a first down, and moves the ball down to the 25-yard line.
Titus Ragel with a big block on the outside there to really spring that run and get him around the edge.
I did not even put Titus Ragel down in the rushing stat sheet. He's not rushed the football this year, but he does get one here and goes for 10 yards. First and 10, low snap. It took a while to collect it, and then Ragel makes a man miss in the backfield, cuts it from left to right, bounces off a couple would-be tacklers, a late flag down. It looks like he may have another first down, and we'll watch the flag.
Yeah, Burke with the carry there, number 34. Ragel with the block.
Burke last time on the carry, too, I believe.
Yeah, and I was saying Ragel with a good block. There we go. Let's get this straight now. The rain's affecting us already, John.
Personal foul, Newcastle. Flag sitting at the 17, about a yard and a half behind the run. And it will be marked off from the 17-yard line. So Burke looking good early on the ground, but a penalty will hurt Newcastle early on. And the rain intensifies a bit here at McCann Stadium. Off the right hash from the 32-yard line. First down marker at the 15. Handoff up the middle. Caleb Barrett, the first man in there, and the ball pops out. Shelbyville diving on it, and I think the Golden Bears have possession unless they whistled this play dead.
They did. They're going to stick with Newcastle here as they called the runner down, second down.
Play whistled dead, carry to the 32, back to the original line of scrimmage, and again the rain picking up, umbrellas all over the place here at McCann Stadium.
Nonetheless, good tackle there. Way to break through that offensive line by Barrett and wrapping up that ball handler, getting the ball stripped as well.
It's now second down and 17 to go for the first. Newcastle's yet to go to the air. If the wind's in the face of a team at all right now, it would be Newcastle. And around the right side, room to run, down to the 20. Wrap up there on Dakota Durick. Led the team in rushing last year and now has a run inside the 20, setting up a third down and manageable for Newcastle.
Durick plays both sides of the ball as a junior, sees some time at linebacker as well.
I know Newcastle, not prone to running, but they've got the weather, and they've got the film from Delta last week.
Yeah.
Delta 578 rushing yards in that win over the Golden Bears. Third down and about four. Barber with a running back off his left shoulder. Three receivers, make it four, two to the short side. He'll go to the air for the first time, sling it behind the line of scrimmage. Catch is made. Shelbyville misses out on about three tackles, but kept containment. The receiver didn't escape and going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Hunter Deaton got in there first, slowed him down. Elijah Sims comes in and cleans up. Nice team tackle. Good effort there by the Bears.
Bumbleow's first catch, but it ends up for negative yardage. And the Golden Bears with an opportunity to get a stop. It's going to be fourth down. And from the 22, Newcastle needs the 15-yard line. Long call from the quarterback. Handoff up the middle. Shelbyville's going to keep it to a short gain, and the Golden Bears are going to end the first Newcastle possession of the night. If you're Shelbyville, you'll take it, and your offense onto the field. Peyton Smith gets credit right in the middle of that line for the tackle.
Underway in the second at Monrovia, Tigers already up 21-0.
Impressive, impressive, impressive. That's the number 11 team in 3A, Monrovia. Landon Watson at quarterback. Running back off his right shoulder, three receivers set. The halfback off the left end of the line is Ethan Bowman, and Shelbyville will go to the run early. Matt Merritt, over 100 yards rushing on the road at Delta last week, pushes his way to the 19-yard line. May have lost about a half a yard. Sets up second down and long.
Mason Hardwick up with the tackle there, number two.
Watson back in shotgun, running back off his left shoulder. He'll give it forward to Merritt, and Merritt's going to be wrapped up. May have even run into one of his own men. I think he ran into the right tackle there as he tried to find room. Maybe the line of scrimmage, nothing more. It brings up third down and long. Dylan Beck, credit for the stop for Newcastle. 8.5 to go, first period, no score. Newcastle, after recovering the opening kickoff, unable to score. Now Shelbyville, third and long from near its own 20. Snap to Watson, pitch for Merritt, looking for room on the outside this time, and a dive forward gets him about three. But a third down turns into a fourth, and the Golden Bears will come on to do something that's always dangerous in these weather conditions, and that's trying to punt the ball.
And Nicholas Greaser with the tackle there for Newcastle, not allowing him to get to the outside there.
Nicholas Greaser, one of those guys that sometimes does. Newcastle first down and 10. And taking over here for its second possession of the ball game. Ball spotted at the 26 after a good kick, a good punt return. Two receivers short side of the field to the left, two come to the right, running back off the left shoulder, and the ball goes right through Luke Bumbleow's hands, who was back there to take the direct snap. He looks left, no place to run. There's a flag down. He looks for room on the right, and he's got to run into the end zone. There's yet another flag that comes in, and I've got to believe one way or another, what is currently a touchdown is probably coming back. The danger of Luke Bumbleow, though, even with the flags thrown in, he could have been taken down for a 10-yard loss, and he turns it into a 26-yard run. And the officials are sorting it out. One flag early, another flag a little bit later in the run. It will be against Newcastle. And the flag they're marching it off from is the one at the 13-yard line. Out to the 28. And I believe an unsportsmanlike penalty. So that goes along with the personal foul on the last possession. Newcastle's had two key penalties early in this ballgame.
Speaking of Newcastle, they're already up 7-0, already converting two fourth downs on their way to that opening touchdown.
So Newcastle pushed back behind the original line of scrimmage and back to the 28-yard line. Snap, Bumbleow back there to take it on direct. Stutter step, now sprints for the left side, being chased by Elijah Sims. and we'll see if he gets the marker. I think he gets bumped out of bounds before the first down.
Sims was chasing him to the sideline. Matt Black cleaned it up, and it'll be second down. Bumble unable to get to that marker. Close, though.
Take him out at the 18-yard line. Bumbleow with a gain of 10. And we're seeing Bumbleow on direct snaps getting more touches.
Yeah, I thought that would be the case. You want to get him the ball any way you can. And with tonight's conditions, that's the easiest, safest way to do it.
Second out and three. The quarterback, Drew Barber, is back in there. Takes a snap. Some confusion. I think he thought the running back was coming off his right side. He came off the left shoulder. They eventually complete the transaction of the football on a carry up the middle down to the 11-yard line.
Yeah, number four, Jet Coles, in there to make the tackle.
Number 34 on the carry, Burke, his fourth carry of the game, goes for 7 yards. Barber again ready to take snap on what is now a first down and 10. Gets it, hand.
And chases that down before that's able to go anywhere. Pulls him down from behind. Nice tackle.
Loss of a yard brings up second down and 11.
Bumbleow in the slot to the left.
Barber, the quarterback, running the play call, gets it. They bring the sweep from left to right. Bumbleow stops, turns, and heads back toward the left. He's got blockers ahead of him. Gets to the left side, inside the pylon. And did he get in? Yes, touchdown, Luke Bumbleow.
Well, he got help from his fellow senior receiver, Chester, right there, who was out in front and just getting in the way of the defender. I'm not sure Bumbleow would have needed it, but it was there for him.
Bumbleow hasn't had one run where he just took it and went in a direction. He's taken it, he's looked, he's hesitated, then he's turned on the jets and outrun everybody for some distance. Newcastle on the board first here in the first quarter with 5:54 left to be played. And now looking to add the extra point. Kick is away and good. And on the first bank, Shelbyville scoreboard, again 5:54 to play in the period. Newcastle goes up 7-0. High school football, Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors, here for life's big moves. H&R Block, tax solutions to fit your needs, and by Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Well, Shelbyville jumped on top last week. It didn't last long as Delta dominated the game, but we've had this conversation more than once for an offense that has struggled. You really, really need an answer right now,
right,
down by just one score.
If nothing else, you need time of possession to give the defense time to regroup, keep Bumbleow off the field, give him less opportunities, and give this Newcastle defense, make them work a little bit in these conditions and see if you can't spring something. And you got to get them fatigued a little bit. You got to keep the ball this possession.
Milts and Sims to receive, but this football is going to be kicked short again. It's bobbled again by the Bears. Turns into a free-for-all from the 40 to the 37 to the 35. On the far side of the field, it will be Golden Bear football after a scramble.
That thing just kept slipping out of hands left and right. That thing probably went through four or five players before finally coming to a rest. I couldn't see who got it, but Shelbyville does come up with it.
Tonight's football being brought to you by American Family Insurance agent John Lytell, serving Hancock and Shelby counties, offices in New Pal and Shelbyville, and by Major Health Partners, experience the major difference. Shelbyville's second possession, now trailing this game 7-0, 5:48 left to be played in the first quarter, and the rain continues to shower down here at McCann Stadium. Two backs surrounding Landon Watson in the backfield, and he'll hand it off and look for some room on the right side, and there is just none to be had. Maybe the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up second down and about 10. Matt Merritt again on the carry. They brought Matt Merritt in before the Delta game and said, Matt, we're going to move you from wide receiver to running back, and they meant it. He got over 20 rushes last week. Second and 10. One lone back, Watson to keep it after faking the handoff, gets the 40, gets outside, lowers the shoulder, and has first down yardage on an 11-yard run for the quarterback. That will move the chains.
Yep, Greaser with the tackle there, tripped up Collins, or Watson, excuse me, keeping him from probably getting three or four more yards.
Nice run. Set of downs out of the 45-yard line. Two receivers right. Riley Stevens alone on the left side of the field as a receiver in this Bears setup with two running backs flanking the quarterback. Watson gives it forward to Merritt, shakes free of a backfield tackle, gets positive yardage, about three out of the 48.
35, Beck with the tackle on that one for Newcastle.
We do an injury report before each game and obviously check up on injuries throughout the game, but Jason, maybe the biggest injury story in Newcastle these days is whether or not starting center forward Mason Gillis will be available for basketball this year.
Man, I hope that works out for him, that whether or not he's ready for this year, I hope he's ready to play when he gets up to West Lafayette in a couple years with that scholarship he's got with Purdue.
Matt Merritt a carry across the 50, gets to the 47 of Newcastle, a gain of about five, and as he came down, there was a splash on the field as the water came up.
Starting to puddle, especially right at the 40-yard line as the Bears near that position.
Third down and about four. The give to Merritt, looking for room right side, trying to burrow forward. I think he's got the chains. I think he moves them again.
Good run off right guard there. Tackle by number 21, Spears.
Milts as a receiver wide to the right. Riley Stevens now outside of him on the right, and the sophomore Nate Hedman here on the left side of the offense. Mike Clevenger not seeing something that he wants. He wants them to put the football down and set it into play. They finally do, and now Shelbyville a snap. A handoff to Merritt, and he's going nowhere this time.
Miller on the tackle for loss there as Merritt just barely got the handoff before number 50 met him.
Some changes tonight offensively for the Bears, not so much in personnel, but what's happening from the sidelines. Mike Clevenger, typically the play caller, coaches Slager and Bennett, who have both been offensive coordinators, they're handling much of the play calls here this evening. Second down and 11, just outside the 45. Watson stands, looks, then takes off with the football up the middle and gets a couple. It's going to bring up third down and long.
Back on the tackle, number 35.
Shelbyville, no huddle. Not necessarily hurried all the time, but a look over to the sideline for the play call, and now coming set. Merritt, the back, joining Watson. Three receivers, two to the right side. Bowman in motion. The give to Merritt, hit early. And I'm not sure he even gets back to the line of scrimmage. Called a loss of a yard, and Shelbyville will have a fourth and long consideration from the 44-yard line.
I think you got to punt it here. Like I said early, you've had a good possession here. They're going to go for it, though. I would have liked to see them try to pin Newcastle deep, but we'll see here with Watson in the shotgun.
Three receivers, two go to the right, one running back. The snap for Watson, looks across the field, throws, and boom. A big, quick hit right after the catch. It's behind the original line of scrimmage on this series of plays, and Shelbyville actually loses yardage on the pass play.
Mason Hardwick all over that play there for Newcastle.
So Newcastle's offense back on the field with a 7-0 lead.
I think you got what you wanted that time offensively. You got a couple first downs. You move the ball, you could have really flip-flop field position there and put Newcastle deep. Instead, they're starting near midfield.
2:18 to go in the first, in the rain at McCann. Waiting on the snap. Barber gets it, turns, hands off. Shelbyville had me look like containment at the line, but then it got away from him, skirting to the outside, and Gage Burke with another good carry across midfield and finally pushed out of bounds. Where are they going to put him? At the 46, leaves him a couple yards shy of a first down.
Number 20, Matt Black, with his third tackle tonight for the Bears.
Second down two from the Shelbyville 46. We've seen Luke Bumbalow take some direct snaps, and now Barber directing the offense at the quarterback slot. He'll fake handoff, run with the football himself, and get caught before the first down marker. Spun around, and he'll be shy by a yard.
And that's Hunter Deaton flying in from that safety cornerback position. Good angle, good speed, and good tackle there by Deaton.
Third down and a yard to go from the 45. Shelbyville does have one defensive set where they took over on downs. Newcastle scored on their other possession. Third and one. Barber at his 50 awaiting the snap. Running back off his right shoulder. He'll show the ball there, give it to him, and Shelbyville's got a chance at a stop here, and they make the stop again. A yard shy, maybe a yard back where they position this football. Yep. It'll bring up a fourth and short.
A team effort there. I think Jet Coles will get the initial hit, but a team effort tackling there, and they're going to go for it here quick. Shelbyville trying to shuffle their defense.
Newcastle quick on the line of scrimmage. Shelbyville nearly jumped. No snap of the football yet. Bears back down in the three-point stance. And a long look to the sideline now by Newcastle offensively. Barber again turns and directs his team on the field. No snap yet. Play clock at 7:06. And now it is snapped, given to Bumbalow, looking for room left side. Shelbyville stretches him out, misses a tackle, and then gang tackles. And Shelbyville looks like they've got to stop.
Great team defense right there. The initial guy, Black, couldn't get him, but his teammates had his back. And Caleb Barrett there to clean it up.
And the Golden Bears have something they've not had a lot this year of. Meaningful excitement in the course of a competitive game.
Absolutely.
So the Golden Bear offense on the field. Very good field position at its own 45-yard line, trailing by 7. Final 35 seconds here in the first.
Now take your time. Keep the ball. Don't give up possession.
Matt Merritt to run up the middle and positive yardage on first down. About 4 on the carry. Shelbyville does get it snapped. Watson to throw on second down and throws it downfield incomplete. Overthrew the receiver and the defensive back. Stops the clock with a few tenths, so we'll get one more play here in the period.
I'm not sure you're looking for extra offensive possessions. You maybe just let the clock run there and head to the second quarter. Third down now with 3 tenths on the clock.
New football being thrown into play. That'll stay dry for about as much time as is left on the game clock right now, about 3 tenths of a second. But officials doing what they can, and now they're fumbling trying to get the loose ball off the field. Third down, 6 for the Bears offense. And barring penalty, likely final play of the period. Snap, Watson on the draw, up the middle, and gets across the 50 to the 49. The Bears are going to be facing a fourth down when we begin the second period of play. First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard after 12 minutes. Newcastle 7, Shelbyville nothing. Giant FM Sports.